We interrupt this programming to bring you the following presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Biloxi Shuckers and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Biloxi Shuckers. Shuckers Baseball is on the air. It's time to get set for first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Biloxi Shuckers Baseball is brought to you by Coca-Cola, the official soft drink of the Shuckers. The Doubletree by Hilton Biloxi, Glass Doctor, Lee Tractor, Renova Roofing, and Smile Doctors. Let's get you set for the action. The Biloxi Shuckers pregame show starts now.
As the Killers blare over the MGM Park speakers, we welcome you inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show before the Biloxi Shuckers at 23-21 wrap up a six-game series with the 22-22 Montgomery Biscuits. The Shuckers in second place in the South Division, five games behind the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, who they'll open a big six-game series with on Tuesday. The task at hand, though, take a series against a South Division team in a six-game set for the first time this year, and that's what the Shuckers will try to do today against the Biscuits. Jacob Blake alongside you throughout the night here on the Sunday before Memorial Day. Shuckers got a big win yesterday, Biloxi 10, Montgomery 4. Shuckers got out to an early 6-2 lead, and the offense, surprisingly in a 10-4 game, was not the story. It was instead Carlos Rodriguez who set career highs in innings with 7, strikeouts with 11, and pitches with 100. Rodriguez got his second win of the year. Shuckers got 5 in the second, 4 more in the 7th. And Jackson Churio had a 3-for-4 day with 2 stolen bases. Everybody but one who appeared in the game for the Shuckers, that included the pinch hitter Wes Clark, all earned a time on base, and all but two got a hit. We'll be joined by Carlos Rodriguez for today's pregame interview in just a couple of moments. We talk a bit about last night, and we also talk about how he gave his mom last night the best birthday present that anyone could have ever imagined. That comes your way next before a 5:05 first pitch on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Well,
Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Shuckers and Biscuits get set for a series finale with a 5:05 first pitch time. Shuckers have won the last two, and one of the big reasons why they won last night is Carlos Rodriguez, who's alongside me. I'm Javon Blake. Carlos Rodriguez joins us for today's pregame interview. Carlos, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thank you for having me.
Last night was incredible. 7 innings, 11 strikeouts, 100 pitches. How fun was it to walk off the mound last night after that kind of appearance?
Yeah, I haven't even gone into the 7th inning in years, so that definitely felt good. I was really stoked about that. I haven't done that since high school, basically. So yeah, it was a really good feeling last night.
What was it like walking off the mound as well after those 11 strikeouts? Because they were coming not just few and far between; they were coming in bunches.
Yeah, it was. I noticed I had 11, so I wanted to get that last 12 strikeout on the last hitter, but I missed my spot on that pitch. So I was like, I got kind of mad after that pitch. But then after, my career high, so I was still happy about that.
You got the Powerade bath from Abner post game. What was that like?
No, what?
The Powerade bath from Abner after the game when he launched the cooler on top of you?
Oh, yeah, no. I really wasn't expecting that. I thought Ethan would have gotten that because he was getting interviewed, but
there we go. Well, another thing is you've had a real great year this year, and you followed it up after a terrific year in 2022. What's been the key to continuing that success into 2023?
No, it's definitely staying healthy. One of the main reasons, and being able to pitch and mix my pitches well, and I'm not a big overpower guy, so I think I've been mixing this past 2 years my pitches well for strikes, and being to have that four pitch mix is good for me.
How important is it for you to have all four pitches working to be able to miss bats?
Well, it's great because then you got the hitter thinking they can't sit on one pitch, because if not, it's the other pitch. So I think that's really important to be able to have four pitches that you're able to throw in the zone and have the hitters thinking about.
One of the big things as well is you and Jefferson Caro have really come up together in this organization. He's caught almost every one of your starts in the Brewers organization. How has that relationship developed between the two of you over the past 2 years?
No, it was great. Caro started catching me in Carolina, and we came up together to Wisconsin. So we've been together for a couple, almost all my starts. So that's a great feeling to have someone that knows me very well.
How much does that familiarity help as a pitcher?
I mean, it's great because we're always on the same page. It's something that we don't get crossed off about, and just being able to I'm at bat and I know I want to throw this pitch, and I know he's going to call that pitch because we understand each other at this point.
One of the big things that kind of goes on behind the scenes as a pitcher is the amount of planning that goes into a start between you, the pitching coach, Will Shearholz, and Caro. What does that look like for you going into a start?
Well, I just think the routine is key, staying in the same routine and just staying focused on what you're doing. And if it's going well, don't change anything. So I think it's one of a routine for me is like a big, big reason why I'm doing so well right now.
What's your routine before a start?
Well, it depends. Like today, after the day after a start, it's just conditioning, a little light throwing. We always have that one off day. And then after that, it's just getting to the gym and then having a the day before I pitch, I take it completely off, just throw a little bit.
One of the big things as well is your mom was at the game last night. How special is it for you to have the family there on one of your best starts of the career?
Yeah, it was really special. It was her birthday yesterday, and she had told me she wanted a no-hitter, but I don't think that's really easy to do at this level. But at least I was able to give her 11 strikeouts for yesterday.
How special was it, too, to spend the birthday with your mom?
It was really special. I'm really happy they came out here and visited. So I spent the whole night after the game with them and celebrated.
One of the big things as well is it's such a long season in minor league baseball, 138 games for you as a pitcher. That means almost 30 starts. How important is that surrounding people and your family to help you get through the season?
No, it's really important because part of this game is mostly mental, and like being mentally strong in this game is really important, I think. And just going week by week, I think you will be able to do good in this sport.
Well, Carlos, thanks so much. It was a lot of fun last night. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
This has been today's pregame interview. It's the Shuckers and the Biscuits at 5:05. Big thank you to Carlos Rodriguez, who joined us as today's pregame interview. Before we go any farther, let's take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the home of Biloxi Shuckers baseball at 1240 AM and 100.9 FM.
Biloxi Shuckers Montgomery Biscuits underway in just a couple of minutes in the series finale from MGM Park. David Blake with you as we wrap things up here on the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. Time to take a look at today's starting pitching matchup. The righty TJ Shook goes for Biloxi, makes his first start of the year in his eighth appearance, 4.34 the ERA in 18 and two-thirds innings. But it's what have you done for me recently, and Shook has allowed just one run in 11 and a third innings over the month of May. On the other side of things, it's the righty Victor Munoz who goes for Montgomery. Makes his second start of the year, 3-3 with an 8.87 ERA and 23 and a third innings pitched, 12 walks and 27 strikeouts. Opponents hitting 302 against him. Shuckers got four off him in five innings in Tuesday's series opening win. Shuckers have won two in a row. They've won three of the first five games in the series. A win today means a series win, leading into the biggest series of the year next week against Pensacola. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time for First Pitch from MGM Park. This has been the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. First Pitch comes your way next on a Sunday night. Back after this on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
It's how I get my grill on.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Diving snag by Black gets to his feet, fires the first war in the pitch. And that ends the inning. In time, the tag for Caro. A terrific relay in the air towards Thornberry. Dive! Got it!
This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and cruising WGCN. Your home for every strikeout.
Wave and a miss. He's got him. Double-digit strikeout for the first time in his career.
Home run.
Story swings and hammers this one to right. Conine goes back, looks up, and it's gone! Jackson Churio, first double-A home run!
And Shuckers walk-off.
Jackson Churio, a two-home run game, and the Shuckers win it 7-6!
All season long.
And the Biloxi Shuckers are going back to the Southern League Championship Series.
Time to head out to the ballpark for First Pitch with the voice of the Shuckers, Javen Blake.
beautiful rendition of the national anthem by Monica Michelle gets us going on a Sunday evening. It's the Biloxi Shuckers at 23-21 against the 22-22 Montgomery Biscuits. Hello, everybody. Welcome inside MGM Park on just a picture-perfect Sunday. 80 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. Wind blowing gently in from right. And we're about ready to go in a series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Javik Blake alongside you. Thanks so much for joining us here on a Sunday evening. Shuckers have won each of the last two, trying to make it three in a row and take the series against Montgomery. They'll do it, attempt to do it, with the righty TJ Shook on the hill. 1-0 with a 4.34 ERA, makes his eighth appearance of the year, and the first start for the 6'4", 217-pound righty from Columbia, South Carolina. 18 and 2/3 innings this year, 8 walks, 22 strikeouts, and opponents hitting .271 against him. Shook faces a lineup that is very much a left-handed lineup. Four true lefties and one switch hitter that'll come up from the left side. Dots 5 of 9 in the order from the left side against the righty Shook. Starts off with switch hitting Ronnie Simon, then goes to Alika Williams in the three spot. The dangerous power hitter, Austin Shenton, who's 10 for 17 this week against Biloxi. Behind him is Tristan Peters, then Mason Auer, Logan Driscoll, Heriberto Hernandez, Diego Infante, and Evan Edwards. Catcher Nick Kale fires it down to Felix Valerio, and we're just about ready to go here on a Sunday evening. Biscuits at 22-22, third place in the South Division. Shuckers at 23-21, one game ahead of the Biscuits. And 5 games behind the Blue Wahoos for first place in the South Division as we head down to the final 25 games of the first half. The righty Shook delivers home, and we're off and running. First pitch misses up and away. First pitch comes at 5:07. First pitch temperature 80 degrees and clear. Shook delivers. Bunt shown. Pulls it back. Count goes to 2-0. Wind in from right at 5 miles an hour. Shook works first base side of the rubber. Kicks and delivers. Simon takes a strike top of the zone. Count goes to 2-1. Simon this year hitting .246 with .352 OBP. He's reached base in 10 straight. The 2-1 pitch. Called strike outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Home plate umpire Chandler Durham makes the call. First base is Dylan Bradley, and at third base is Sean Cassidy. Simon calls time and steps out. The righty Shook kicks and fires home. Rolls it on the ground, left side of the infield. Murray, the shortstop, bobbles it, deflects it to Warren, fires to first, not in time. That would have been the play of the year. Instead, it goes as an E6 on Ethan Murray. Tried to charge it and just booted it. But credit Xavier Warren. Good job to at least keep it in the infield. So Simon reaches, brings up the righty Alika Williams. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Shook delivers. Fastball. Called strike 1 on the outside corner. Defense today for Biloxi. In left is Carlos Rodriguez. Jackson Churio's in center. Lamar Sparks is in right. We've met the entire left side of the infield. Right side is Felix Valerio at second. Wes Clark at first. Nick Kale is behind the plate. Simon's off to second. Pitch fouled back. And the count goes to 0-2. That was the curveball from Shook. 4-pitch guy. Fastball, changeup, cutter, and a curveball. The 0-2 pitch. Misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Shook's been lengthened out to a long relief guy here in the month of May. He's made 3 appearances, 4 innings, 4 1/3, and 3 innings. All 3 appearances, 50-plus pitches. The 1-2 delivery lines it foul above the Shuckers' dugout. Count stays at 1-2. Williams this year hitting 239, 319 OBP. Check back to first. Simon takes a step back to the bag. Biscuits have really made their hay in the first couple of innings, especially the last two games. He scored two runs, two batters into the game yesterday. Shook checks back to first. Simon back in time again. Back on Friday, the Biscuits scored their first run, three batters into the game. The common denominator has been Austin Shenton. Single in the first inning on Friday to bring home a run and a two-run homer last night. The 1-2 delivery. Checks his swing. Fouls back. Count stays at 1-2. Turning to a lengthy at-bat here. It's only about to be the sixth pitch, but add in a couple of pickoff attempts. This thing's lengthened out. The 1-2 pitch, Simon's off. It's lifted down the right field line. Sparks is over towards the Shuckers bullpen in foul territory. He makes the catch. Simon sprints back to first. First out retired, and it brings up the lefty Austin Shenton. Shenton's turned into prime Barry Bonds this week. 10 for 17, two doubles, two homers. And the two homers have come in each of the last two games. Went 2 for 5 last night. Two-run homer in the first and a single in the eighth. One out, one on. Scoreless here on the top of the first inning. Shook delivers. Check swing, dribbled up the third baseline. Warren bare hands it, slings it to first in time. A nice play from Warren on the third base side. Retires Shenton for the second out. Simon moves up to second. It wasn't hit hard off the bat. Checked his swing on a changeup and just dribbled it up the third baseline. But Warren, a real nice play. Barehanded it, chucked it to first. Brings up the lefty Tristan Peters. Man on second with two away in the top of the first. Shook fires. Misses low and in. Count goes to 1-0. Peters, a left-handed bat. Hitting 243 this year with a 349 OBP. The right-hander fires. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Shucker's pitching has been changeup heavy. That's another changeup from Shook. He's relied on it a lot early on. We saw Rodriguez get a couple of strikeouts on the pitch yesterday. The 2-0 delivery. Lines it over Murray's glove and into left center field for a base hit. Churio picks it up. Simon rounds third, and Churio bubbles it. It deflects out to left. Simon scores without a throw. Peters into second. It goes as a single and an error. It's the first error of the year for Churio. Peters improves his hit streak to 4 straight, on base streak to 6 straight, and for the third game in a row, it's first inning runs for Montgomery. They lead it 1-0. Righty Mason Auer up, first pitch to him. Curveball, called strike one. Peters is credited with the RBI, though. The 0-1 pitch, chops it foul, count goes to 0-2. So it goes as an RBI single. The ruling is that Simon would have scored no matter what, error or not. Peters, though, is allowed to move up to second on the error. No balls, two strikes, two outs. Peters off second. Shook delivers, misses away, count goes to 1-2. Hour this year, hitting just 121 with a 232 OBP. Shook's 1-2 delivery. Rolls it back to Shook on the mound. Takes a couple steps towards first. Underhands towards his college teammate, Wes Clark. And that ends the inning. Sort of a wacky first inning. One run on one hit, two errors, and one runner left on base. Here to the bottom of the first inning, 1-0 Montgomery. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a 3-time Olympic medalist and 7-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
Bottom of the first inning from Biloxi. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live. This gets one, Biloxi nothing. The reason the Biloxi is zero is, well, they're up to bat for the first time. Lamar Sparks leads it off against the righty Victor Munoz, 3-3 with an 8.87 ERA on the year, 10 appearances, 1 start, and 23 in the third innings. First pitch to the righty Sparks. Takes a strike on the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. Sparks this year hitting 217, but a 375 OBP. Pitch to him. Lines it down the right field line. Hours over. It drops in for a base hit. Sparks rounds first, heads towards second. Auer throws it in on a hop. Malika Williams, the shortstop, cuts it off. And it's a leadoff double for Lamar Sparks. That ball was fair by maybe 4 inches. And 4 inches might be a generous amount. Sparks lined it down the line, and it was fair, but not by very much. 93 off the bat. Man on second brings up the righty Jackson Churio. It's Sparks, Churio, and Clark, top three of this order. All three guys have been hot this week. Munoz delivers. Churio takes away. Count goes to 1-0. Jackson this year hitting 251 with a 304 OBP. He's tallied a hit in 4 of his last 5 at-bats since breaking out of an 0-for-21 slump. Munoz delivers. Churio takes a strike at the letters. Count evens up 1-1. And this is the top of the order that's really heated up. Lamar Sparks, that was his 5th hit of the series. 4 of the 5 have gone for extra bases. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. No one came in at 94 for Munoz. And the count goes to 1-2. Biscuits lead it 1-0. The Shuckers, one batter into the bottom half of the first. Already have a runner at second. The righty Munoz, sent to go and delivers. Churio tips it into Driscoll's glove for strike 3. First out of the inning. Brings up the righty Wes Clark. Gives us a chance to set the defense for Montgomery. Diego Infante's in left. Tristan Peters is in center. Mason Auer is in right. At third is Austin Shenton. Alika Williams is at short. Ronnie Simon at second. And Evan Edwards is at first. The first pitch misses away to the righty Wes Clark. Count goes to 1-0. Clark in from the right side. Man on second. One away. 1-0 Biscuits, bottom one. Munoz fires. Clark hammers this one to left. Infante moves back. The wind bats it down, and Quark flies out to left. Second out of the inning. Sounded hard off the bat. Just missed the sweet spot. Now two-way, brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. Two away, runner on second, 1-0 Biscuits, bottom of the first inning. Warren at the very back of the left-handed box. Munoz delivers. Warren swings and tags it foul. Left field side out of play. Count goes 0-1. Warren's hitting 188 this year. A tallied a multi-hit game last night. And broken 0-for-19 skid at the plate. Hoping to build off that performance today. The 0-1 pitch. Misses low. Good take from Warren on a changeup. Count at 1-1, with two away. Sparks is off second. Let off the bottom half of the inning with double. The 1-1 pitch. Misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Warren's been a big RBI guy this year. He's driven 21. The 2-1 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. Munoz's 3-1 pitch. Warren rolls it on the ground to second. Simon grabs it, takes a step, fires to first, and that ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the second, 1-0 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else, Mississippi Coast Supply, for plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Hi, this is Tobias Myers, and you're listening to Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Top two, FC Logan Driscoll leads it off for Montgomery against the righty T.J. Shook. Shook delivers home. Driscoll takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. We're in the second inning here in Biloxi. Montgomery got one in the top half of the first. Off a couple of Shuckers errors. The 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. Two errors by the Shuckers after they had a real good series defensively. The pitch. Wave and a miss on a changeup. Count goes to 2-1. The Shuckers defensively, before the first inning, had not made an error all week. And hadn't made an error in each of their last six games. The 2-1 pitch. Driscoll lifts it out to left. Rodriguez tracks it back towards the warning track, gets turned around, and a step shy of the wall makes the catch. First down brings up the righty, Roberto Hernandez. One out, nobody on. 1-0 Biscuits here in the second inning. Trick delivers. Hernandez takes inside. Count goes to 1-0. This is a familiar spot for Shook as far as starting on a Sunday. The 1-0 delivery. Misses up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Throughout his college career, Shook spent time in the bullpen, middle relief roles, starting roles, anything you could think of with South Carolina. And the starting really came only in Sundays. Game 3 of a series in college. The 2-0 delivery. Lifts it out towards short right field. Wes Clark, the first baseman on the infield, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Two-way now for the righty, Diego Infante. One nothing Biscuits. Two outs, top of the second. The righty Shook delivers home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 1-0. But back in college, Shook, when he was used in that switch role, if he didn't play on Friday or Saturday, they then would start him on Sunday. The 1-0 delivery lifts it out to right and foul. Count evens up 1-1. And that's something you'll see pretty often in college baseball, especially in the SEC. The big thing is that series win. Can't sweep every weekend, so you want to use your best arms to get and make sure you win those first two games. 1-1 pitch, slider away. Count goes to 2-1. The right-hander fires. Infante takes a strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Fonte takes a moment, retests the batting gloves. Shook down delivers. Wave and a miss. Dials up a fastball. 94 on the gun. And retires Infante for his first strikeout of the night. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base. Back half of the order coming up for Biloxi in the bottom half of the inning. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Kristen Lutz steps up to the plate for Biloxi against the righty Victor Munoz. Starts off the bottom of the second. First pitch misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Jacob Blake back with you from MGM Park.
Biscuits lead the Shuckers 1-0. Munoz fires. Lutz takes away, and the count goes to 2-0. Munoz retired three straight in the bottom half of the first. The pitch. Lutz chops it foul towards the Biscuits dugout on the third base side. Count goes to 2-1. They retired three straight after leadoff double from Lamar Sparks. Only bared down with the runner on. The pitch misses up high. The count goes to 3-1. Munoz delivers. Lutz hits it out to center. In the air, Peters drifts over towards right center. Hauls it in for the out. One up, one down here in the second. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. Rodriguez hitting .265 this year with a .348 OBP. Nobody on with one out. 1-0 Biscuits here in the second. Munoz delivers. Rodriguez takes a strike at the letters. Count goes to 0-1. The second and the third innings were the big ones last time out for Munoz. The pitch, Rodriguez lines it into center field for a base hit. Peters picks it up. That was hammered. 1-0-1 off the bat, back up the middle. Brings up the right-handed hitting Ethan Murray. One on, one away. 1-0 Biscuits. Murray hitting .256 on the year with a .366 OBP. Munoz delivers. Murray takes low and away. Driscoll blocks it up. Count goes to 1-0. Murray homered last night. Part of two homers by the Shuckers in the seventh inning. His was the big one. A three-run bomb to left. Left fielder Roberto Hernandez didn't even move. The 1-0 delivery. Murray chops it. Foul off his front foot. Count evens at 1-1. Murray's game last night was the first he had played in 10 games. Missed about a week and a half of time. Long wait, now delivers. Rodriguez off to second. Pitch misses away. The throw to second. In time, Rodriguez is retired. Two away. Goes to two balls and one strike on Murray. That's the fifth time Rodriguez has been caught stealing this year. The pitch to Murray. Wave and a miss and a fastball. Count evens 2-2. Rodriguez is now 6-for-11 on stolen bases in 2023. But this is a Shuckers team, and we've talked with a couple different guys about this, that they have the green light. It's not a team that gets frustrated when they get thrown out. They just do it again. Keep at it. The 2-2 pitch takes up and away. Count goes to 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on. Munoz delivers to Murray. Takes strike three on the inside corner. That ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. We head to the third. 1-0 Montgomery on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer
with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Top three blocks. Evan Edwards leads it off for Montgomery against the righty TJ Shook. Jacob Blake back with you on a picture perfect Sunday evening as we head towards Memorial Day Monday here on the Mississippi coast. Shook faces the lefty Edwards. First pitch of the inning. Called strike, top of the zone. Count goes 0-1. It's a big night for Shook's alma mater, South Carolina. The 0-1 delivery, curveball, called strike two. They're in the mix for a top two seed in one of the regionals in the NCAA tournament that gets announced in just about 2 hours. See which 64 teams will make the 2023 NCAA baseball tournament. The 0-2 pitch to Edwards. Tips it in and out of Cale Smith. Count stays at 0-2. South Carolina's had a real good year in the SEC. One of the top teams in the country. The 0-2 delivery misses low. Count goes to 1-2. Shook played there up through the 2020 season before being signed as an undrafted free agent. Shook's 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Chases a high fastball at 93. Shook's retired 5 in a row. Now brings up the switch hitting Ronnie Simon at the top of the order. Nobody on, one out, 1-0 Biscuits in the top of the third. Simon reached on an error in the first inning. Shook delivers. Misses inside, count goes to 1-0. Reminder fans, you can join the broadcast with our Text the Booth line, 601-514-0776. Let us know where you're tuning in from this evening. Shook's 1-0 delivery. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Again, that's 601-514-0776. Shook's 2-0 delivery to Simon. Misses inside. He hops out of the way from the left-handed box. Count goes to 3-0. The pitch home. Simon lifts it towards left. Warren, the third baseman, tracks it into foul territory, starts throwing out of room, and it drops down three rows into foul territory out of play. Count goes to 3-1. Simon steps back in. Shook delivers. Up and in, ball four. First walk today. Brings up the righty, Alika Williams. Williams, right-handed bat. 0-for-1 today with a fly out to right. One on, one out. The pitch home. Simons off. Pitch misses away. The throw to second. High and into center field. Churio picks it up. Simons off to third. The throw to third is not in time. Warren blocks it up. It's a stolen base and an error. The Shuckers' third of the day. And the third error, one committed by three different players. Now runner on third with one away. 1-0 the count to Williams. Infield comes in for Biloxi. Biscuits lead it 1-0 here in the third. Shook delivers. Fastball called strike. Outside corner. Count evens 1-1. Biscuits only have one hit today, but they've clogged the bases thanks to a couple walks and three Shuckers errors. The 1-1 pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Good pitch from Shook. Count goes to 1-2. Pitch that just disappeared off the outside corner to Williams. One pitch away from a strikeout. Make sure Montgomery can't bring home a run with an out. The 1-2 pitch. Ground ball. Murray tries to backhand it, and it goes off his glove towards center field. It's another error, fourth of the day for Biloxi. Murray tried to come in on it and corralled it. Not really backhand it, but just try and scoop it. And skated off his glove into center field. Four errors today for Biloxi. There's only one out in the third inning. Brings up the left-handed hitting Austin Shin. Checkers infield shifts over to the right. Chinton's 0 for 1 today. Now 2-0 Biscuits as Simon comes home. Shook delivers. Chinton chops it foul, first base side. And goes 0-1. The Shuckers' four errors today already ties their season high. It was sent back in the Saturday game at Chattanooga last week. They made four errors and a 12-2 loss. The good thing is it's still just 2-0 Biscuits here in the third inning with one away. The 0-1 pitch to Shent. Misses inside. Count evens at 1-1. Shenton's 0 for 1 today. 10 for 18 in the series. He's reached base in 22 straight. Has a hit in 6 straight. Shook delivers. Shenton takes away. Goes to 2-1. By the way, a big hello to Kane, who's listening in from behind home plate today in Section 100. And a big hello to Tommy and Karen Crossley, who are watching and listening in from Sparta, Tennessee. Thanks so much for tuning in on Sunday night. Check back to first. Williams is back in time. Remember, fans, you can join in on the conversation. Let us know where you're listening in from tonight with our Text the Booth line. 601-514-0776. 2-1 the count on the lefty Shen. The pitch. Lifts it out to right. Williams is off with the pitch. He has to track back. Valerio, the second baseman, under it. And makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Lefty Nick Bennett gets up in the bullpen for Biloxi. Two away, one on. Brings up the lefty Tristan Peters. 2-0 Biscuits, one in the first, one here in the third inning. Both unearned runs against the righty TJ Shook. First pitch to Peters. Curveball misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. So the second straight outing that Shook's allowed more than one unearned run. The 1-0 delivery. Lifts it out to left center field. Churio tracks back on it. Rodriguez, the left fielder, back towards the warning track, makes the catch, and that ends the inning. Good job by Shook. Works around a couple of errors and limits the damage to just one. One run, no hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. Through 2.5, it's 2-0 Montgomery. Back after this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Other teams might have season ticket holders, but in Biloxi, become a member of the team with a Shuck Nation membership. Pick your way to be at MGM Park for every big home run, late rally, and get out of your seat moment for the 2023 season with one of our memberships, starting as low as $27 a month. Memberships include flexible tickets, exclusive discounts, unique experiences, lasting memories, and more. Become a part of Shuck Nation today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-2465.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're on the couch. The righty Victor Munoz. Bottom three here at MGM Park. 2-0 Biscuits over the Shuckers. First pitch of the inning. Valeria waves and misses. Count goes 2-1. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up high. Count evens 1-1. Two runs have come in for Montgomery. Both of them have been unearned as the Shuckers today have made four errors, already tying their season high. The pitch. Valerio stares at a curveball away. Count goes to 2-1. But the good thing is, they've all happened after guys have reached base. The 2-1 pitch. Valerio chops it on the ground, third base side. Shenton backhands it off the base, fires low to first. Valerio beats it out. That was a dazzling play at third by Shenton. But Valerio just a bit too quick. Gets it there beforehand, and the Shuckers have a hit in every single inning today. Brings up the right-handed hitting Nick Cale. Man on first, nobody out. 2-0 Biscuits, bottom of the third inning. Cale digs in from the right side. Valerio off first. Munoz delivers. Cale tips it foul off the catcher Driscoll. Count goes to 1-1. Cale's 0-21 this year with a 192 OBP. His first appearance behind the plate in about a week plus. Appeared as a pitcher on Friday night in the ninth inning. The 0-1 delivery. Cale tears at a fastball outside corner, called strike two. Cale as a pitcher on Friday was a lot of fun to see. He's working the crowd. He actually made sure he got checked and he didn't have any sneaky stuff on him on the way off the mound after throwing about 45 miles an hour. The 0-2 pitch. Cale takes up high. Count goes to 1-2. He finished out what was a 14-4 loss for the Shuckers. Biscuits had 10 extra base hits, 14 runs, 17 hits. Since then, the Shuckers have won each of the last two games. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low in the dirt. Valerio a bit too far off the bag. The throw to first wide. Edwards jumps up to grab it. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Valerio's at first. Kale at the plate. The tying run. Munoz fires. Kale fouls it back out of play. Down stage, two balls and two strikes. Valerio takes his lead off first. Takes a hop. Munoz fires. Kale lifts it, foul. First base side out of play on the sweet level. And the count stays two balls, two strikes. A lengthy at bat right now. On to the sixth pitch. Munoz about to throw his 36th pitch of the night. Check back to first. Valerio's back in time. Top of the order up next. Starts off with Lamar Sparks. Doubled the lead off the bottom half of the first inning. The 2-2 pitch. Valerio's off pitch. Called strike three. The throw to second on one hop. In time. It's a strike him out, throw him out, double play. And all of a sudden, it goes from a runner on first with nobody out to two outs and nobody on. Shuckers now 0 for 2 on stolen bases today. Brings up the righty Lamar Sparks. Two outs, nobody on. The pitch, curveball, called strike one, inside corner. Second time through the order here for Munoz. The pitch, curveball, taps it foul, back to the screen. Count goes to 0-2. Second time through the order is where the Shuckers got things done against Munoz. Three runs in the fourth inning of his five-inning outing on Tuesday. The pitch, Sparks lifts it in the air to center. Peters goes back towards the warning track at the farthest part of the ballpark and hauls it in for the final out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. The end of the fourth. It's 2-0 Montgomery. TJ Shuck back to the hill when we return on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You'll need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Back to the hill here in the fourth inning. David Blake back with you on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. This is the righty Mason Auer who leads it off. First pitch, Auer shows bunt, places it foul. Back towards the biscuits on deck circle on the third base side. Count goes to 0-1. It's 2-0 Montgomery. Two runs off one hit and four Shuckers errors. Shook's been part of a bit of bad luck today on the mound. The 0-1 pitch. Howard takes up and in. Count evens. 1-1. Shook's last two outings have really been hampered by Shucker's errors. Last time out against Chattanooga, Shucker's made four. The pitch. Wave and a miss and a fastball up and in. Count goes to 1-2. He gave up three unearned runs last time out over three innings against Chattanooga. Today, two unearned runs through the first three-plus innings. The 1-2 pitch to Howard. Curveball drops in beautifully for strike three. 77 miles an hour and gets Howard looking for the first out of the fourth inning. That's Shook's third strikeout today. Brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. One out, nobody on. Top four, 2-0 Montgomery. First pitch, called strike inside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Curveball called strike two on the outside corner. Count goes to 0-2. That curveball's really working well for Shook. Normally about 16 miles an hour slower than his fastball. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Back-to-back strikeouts here in the inning. That time got him on the changeup. Two away, and it brings up the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Two outs, nobody on. 2-0 Biscuits in the top of the fourth inning. Hernandez 0-for-1 today with a pop-out. Shook delivers. Curveball misses up high, and the count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Chops it foul off his front foot. Count evens up 1-1. The bottom half of this order hasn't done much today for Montgomery. Howard, Driscoll, Hernandez, Infante, and Edwards are combined 0-for-7 with four strikeouts. The 1-1 pitch lines it in a left field for a base hit. Rodriguez picks it up. Hernandez rounds first. It's his eighth hit of the series. Now 8-for-18. Brings up the righty, Diego Infante. Fonte's 0-for-1 today with a strikeout. Man on first with two away. 2-0 Biscuits here in the fourth. Shook delivers. Fastball paints the outside corner. Count goes 0-1. Nick Bennett's back up on the hill for Biloxi. Jason Lopez, the Shuckers bullpen catcher, trots down behind the bullpen and gets set to catch a couple warm-up pitches. The pitch home, curveball, misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. The 1-1 delivery, lines it in left for a base hit. Rodriguez picks it up, back-to-back hard line drive singles from Hernandez and Infante. And all of a sudden, after two strikeouts to start the inning, put runners on first and second, two away, and brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Shuckers trail it 2-0 here in the fourth inning. Catcher Nick Kale runs out to Shook, and while we have a moment, let's take 10 seconds for station ID on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Welcome back to MGM Park. And while Nick Kale trotted out for a mound visit, the manager Mike Guerrero comes out and now takes the ball from Shook. Shuckers go to the bullpen. Nick Bennett into the ballgame when we return. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Everyone deserves a great smile. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics is here to help you, Shuckers fans, with some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in Biloxi. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics accepts most insurance. Whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consult. Smile Doctors by DN Orthodontics, the official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Beer, soda, hot dogs, all at a discount? That's right. Join the boys this summer at MGM Park every Thursday home game for Thirsty Thursday presented by Yuengling, Coca-Cola, and Kicker 108. Enjoy $2 Yuengling drafts, hot dogs, and sodas along with $4 draft beer specials. Want more? Splash in with the Shuckers Thirsty Thursday deal with reserve level ticket and two drink vouchers for $14. Join in on the fun and reserve your tickets, hey, at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Celebrate the weekend with premium giveaways, specialty jerseys, and unique acts every Saturday night throughout the 2023 season. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
Biloxi, top of the fourth inning. Runners on first and second with two away. T.J. Shook out of the game. And the lefty Nick Bennett into the game for Biloxi. Second time this year he's entered the game with runners on. Faces the lefty Evan Edwards at the bottom of the order. First pitch from Bennett. Misses away. And the count goes to 1-0. Last start and last time out for Bennett was a no decision in a four-inning start on Tuesday. Gave up one hit, no walks, and seven strikeouts. The pitch misses up high, and the count goes to 2-0. And Bennett threw just 46 pitches on the year, a 2.92 ERA in 24 and two-thirds innings, nine walks, and 28 strikeouts. The 2-0 delivery. Edwards takes a slider, strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 2-1. Bennett's got a fastball, slider, changeup, and a cutter. The slider's the go-to pitch this year. He's really fallen in love with it. The 2-1 delivery. Edwards shatters his bat, fouls it off. Right in front of the Biscuits, dug out in the third base side. And the count evens at 2-2. He fouled it off, and a piece of the bat flew about halfway up the first baseline. Home plate umpire Chandler Durham hands it off to a bat boy. That's a good piece of kindling right there. Edwards walks up, new bat in hand. Two balls, two strikes, two away. Runners on first and second. Biscuits lead Biloxi 2-0. Top of the fourth inning in the series finale. Bennett sets, checks around, fires home. Check swing, ground ball to first, and foul. Just right at the first base bag. Clark finds a fan, gets him in the first row. The little kid brought his black mitt to the game. Nice little catch in the first row. Count stays at two balls and two strikes. Bennett, one pitch away from getting out of the inning. Stranding two inherited base runners. The 2-2 pitch. Slider misses away, and the count goes full. Infante at first, Hernandez at second will both be off the pitch. The 3-2 pitch. Both runners go. Pitch misses away, and they're loaded up for Ronnie Simon at the top of the order. Simon's 0-for-1. He's reached on an error and walked. A Walk came last time up, came around to score and a couple of errors. Bases loaded, two away. Biscuits up 2-0. Top of the fourth inning. Bennett delivers. Slider tips it into Cale's glove. Count goes 0-1. Hernandez and Infante were the two inherited runners that Bennett took on. 0-1 pitch. Misses inside. Simon backs out of the way. Count evens 1-1. A big situation, though. Here Montgomery can really put this game maybe not out of reach, but you have to make the Shuckers do a lot of big things on offense here late. The 1-1 pitch. Slider misses low, and the count goes to 2-1. Here Biloxi, you want to keep this thing at 2-0. Give your offense a chance second time through. Tie this thing up off Munoz. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. Count evens at 2-2. For the second straight batter, Bennett ends up one strike away from ending the inning. He walked Edwards last time. See if he tries and get Simon here. The pitch home. Ropes it foul. Watch out. A heat-seeking missile on the third base side. Count stays at 2-2. That one was off the bat at 107. Hope everybody's okay. Simon calls time and steps out. Bennett sets, now delivers, lifts it down the right field line, foul. Clark gives it a look, and it drops down out of play. Count stays at 2-2. Everybody trots back. Hernandez at third, Infante at second, Edwards at first. Tapping Biscuits in the fourth. The pitch. Ground ball, third base side, it hits off the bag. Murray grabs it, keeps it in the infield. But everybody moves up 90 feet. Hernandez comes home, Infante to third, Edwards to second. Simon reaches on an infield single, drives in a run. And it's 3-0 Montgomery. That's just some tough luck from Biloxi. It's Simon's 14th RBI of the year. Brings up the righty, Alika Williams. The first pitch, Williams chops it foul, third base side towards the stands. Count goes to 0-1. Nothing Montgomery. Biscuits have 3 runs on 4 hits. Bennett's 0-1 delivery. Misses away. Count evens up 1-1. Williams is 0-2 today. Flew out to right and reached on an error. Bennett delivers. Chops it foul. Third base side almost destroyed his own teammate. Diego Infante had to duck out of the way. Almost caught it in the shoulder. Count goes to 1-2 with 2 away. Bases loaded, 2 outs. Biscuits lead it 3-0. Bennett 1 pitch away from getting out of the inning for the third straight batter. Delivers home. Lifts it down the left field line. Tails foul. Rodriguez goes back. It stays fair and gets over the wall. It's a grand slam from Alika Williams. And it's 7-0 Montgomery. 90 miles an hour off the bat, goes 336 feet. It started to tail towards the left field foul pole and barely got over the wall. Fifth home run of the year from Williams. Brings him up to 22 driven in this year. Five runs in the inning, and the Biscuits have blown it wide open. It's 7-0. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shenton. First pitch to him. Rolls it on the ground, right side of the infield. Valerio grabs it, fires to first, and that ends the inning. Big inning, though, from Montgomery. Five runs on four hits, one grand slam, no errors, and nobody left on base. Through 3.5, 7-0 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Rep the pearl and oyster everywhere with a trip to the Shuckers shop at MGM Park and online. Find Shuckers hats, apparel, collectibles, novelties, Marvel Defenders of the Diamond merchandise, and more. Grab your Shuckers gear today at MGM Park or visit shuckers.milbstore.com.
Follow the Biloxi Shuckers away from MGM Park for every pitch, promotion, ticket offer, and discount on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Follow the team at Biloxi Shuckers on Twitter, Facebook, and TikTok, or at Official Biloxi Shuckers on Instagram. Become part of the fun today.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
Jackson Churio leads it off for the Shuckers against lefty Victor Munoz. 7-0 Montgomery. First pitch, lifted foul behind home plate, out of play. Count goes 0-1. Churio's 0-1 today with the strikeout. Munoz delivers. Curveball misses up high. Count evens 1-1. Munoz from the lineup delivers home. Misses low and away. Count goes to 2-1. This game's been a polar opposite of what happened during Munoz's last start, where the Shuckers won it 4-0. The 2-1 pitch. Curveball. Churio rockets it to left center field. It drops down for a base hit and gets by the left fielder Infante to the wall. Churio charges into second, stops there with a stand-up double to lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. Off the bat at 107 miles an hour. Churio's heating up. A hit and three straight. He's now 5 for his last 7 at the plate with a home run and a double. Brings up the righty Wes Clark, 0-1 today. Munoz delivers. Clark hits it. High in the air to left. Infante drifts over towards left center, drifts under it, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Clark hit that a country mile high. 105 off the bat. It was a 51-degree launch angle, which basically means it was more close to going straight up than it was out to left field. One away brings up the switch hitter Xavier Warren from the left side. 7-0 Montgomery. Churio's at second. The pitch. Warren tags this one to right center field. Peters goes back towards the warning track, stays in the yard, makes the catch. Churio tags the third. Now puts a runner at third with two away for the righty, Tristan Lutz. Checkers have hit a couple hard balls this inning. Only problem is that two of the three have gone to the farthest part of the ballpark. Lutz is 0 for 1 today, flew out to center. It's 7-0 Montgomery, bottom of the fourth inning. Munoz delivers. Lutz waves and misses. Count goes to 0-1. Lutz is 0 for 1 with a fly out to center. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike, top of the zone. Count goes to 0-2. Churio's at third with two away. Munoz fires. Lutz waves and misses. For the second time today, Munoz has a leadoff double and then retires the side in order. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We're through four, 7-0 Montgomery. Back after this, Luxie Shuckers Radio Network in Bally Live.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
The fifth, 7-0 Montgomery. Nick Bennett on the hill for Biloxi and Lucky. Kristen Peters, the first pitch is a slider, misses inside, and the count goes to 1-0. Seven runs on five hits for Montgomery, no runs on four hits for Biloxi. The Shuckers have also committed four errors. Bennett fires, rolled back up the middle, hits off Bennett's right leg, skitters towards second. Valerio picked it up, and it's an infield single for Peters. His second hit of the day brings up the righty, Mason Auer. Auer's 0 for 2 today. Ground out and a strikeout. Bennett delivers home. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 1-0. Bennett's 1-0 delivery. Slider called the strike in the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. Now we're in a real tough series. 1-for-19 with 10 strikeouts against Biloxi. The pitch. Auer lifts it. Right side of the infield. Quark comes in from first. Makes the catch going back towards the pitcher's mound. One out brings up the lefty, Logan Driscoll. Driscoll's 0 for 2 today with a strikeout. Shuckers trail at 7-0 in the top of the fifth inning. Series finale between the Biscuits and the Shuckers. Biscuits head back home to take on Rocket City next week. Well, the Shuckers welcome in the Blue Wahoos here at MGM Park. Bennett delivers. Driscoll laces it to left center field. Tails away from Churio in center, who picks it up in left center after the ball drops down. Fires it back in. Driscoll retreats back to first. Peters goes first to third. Runners in the corners with one away for the righty, Heriberto Hernandez. Gives us a chance to take a look at the Omaha Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League. And your visit today at visitowa.com. One final, one in progress, one yet to come. Final from Kodak. The Tennessee Smokies fall 9-5 to the Birmingham Barons in the series finale. The pitch misses inside to the righty, Hernandez. And the count goes to 1-0. Top of the second inning, M Braves in Pensacola, scoreless from Pearl. Bennett delivers. Wave and a miss from Hernandez. Count evens up 1-1. Then, just about 15 minutes, Rocket City takes on Chattanooga. Joe Boyle goes for Chattanooga against Victor Medeiros for Rocket City. The 1-1 pitch tips it in and out of Cale's glove to the backstop. Goes to 1-2. There's been a lot of transaction news involving the Rocket City Trash Pandas over the last week. Sam Bachman, one of their starters, got called up to the bigs, and then the big one came today. Ben Joyce got promoted. The 1-2 delivery misses up high. Count evens at 2-2. Joyce, a guy who pitched a fair bit this year against Biloxi. Get up to 101, 102 miles an hour. The 2-2 pitch. Slider chopped on the ground left side of the infield. Murray gets it, fires to second. No throw to first. That's all the Shuckers get. Peters comes home. It's an RBI fielder's choice for Hernandez. And it's 8-0 Montgomery. Two away now for the righty, Diego Infante. It's Hernandez's 17th RBI of the year. He stands at first. Two outs. Infante up from the right side against the lefty, Bennett. The pitch. Fouls it back. Count goes to 1-1. Bennett fires. Fastball misses away, and the count evens up 1-1. Infante's 1-for-2 today, singled and came around to score last inning. Bennett delivers. Wave and a miss. Pitch on the outside corner. Goes to 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. One run already in for Montgomery. They've scored in four of their five innings at the plate today. Lead it 8-0. Bennett fires. Chops it foul. Off the top step. Well, the biscuits dug out on the third base side. Now stays at 1-2. Bennett's 1-2 pitch. Slider misses up and away. Count evens. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 pitch. Misses in the dirt. Cale blocks it up. Squirts to his right. Hernandez stays put. Goes to three balls and two strikes. Get up, Nick. A little bit of light stretching in the Checkers bullpen. Caleb Bowman's doing some arm circles. Robbie Baker's standing around. Same with James Meeker. The 3-2 pitch, Hernandez is off. Pitch chopped foul behind home plate. Count stays full. We talked to Bowman yesterday. It's our pregame interview. The guy with one of the most fascinating stories in all of professional baseball. last year was pitching in Germany. Now is pitching in Double A. The 3-2 pitch, runner off, misses up and away, ball four. Now runners on first and second with two outs for the lefty Evan Edwards. 8-0 Montgomery, top of the fifth inning. Edwards stands in from the left side. And now Bowman gets up on the hill. Starts throwing with Shuckers catcher Jason Lopez. First pitch, swing and a miss on a slider. Count goes to 0-1. This is likely Bennett's final inning if Bowman's already up on the hill. Hernandez at second, Infante at first. Two outs and it's 8-0 Biscuits. The pitch popped up to third. Morin, the third baseman, makes the catch and ends the inning. In the inning, one run on two hits, no errors, and two runners left on base. We're through four and a half, 8-0 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Bally Live.
Kick off the summer at MGM Park on Thursday, June 1st, as the Shuckers take on the Blue Wahoos with a beach towel giveaway night presented by Beau Rivage. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark and receive a special Shuckers beach towel to use throughout the summer. Visit the MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com to reserve your spot today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Watch the skies illuminate over MGM Park for a special show presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi on May 26th at 6:35 as the Shuckers take on the Montgomery Biscuits. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Left-handed hitting, Carlos Rodriguez leads it off for Biloxi against the right. Victor Nunez, just hit the bottom of the bench, popping away. Leads to one and two. David Blake back with you from Biloxi. 8-0 Montgomery up on the Shuckers in the series finale. Munoz fires. Rodriguez takes a strike on the outside corner at 93. Count evens at 1-1. Rodriguez is 1-for-1, singled back up the middle in the second inning. Munoz fires. Rodriguez takes strike two. Right on the inside corner. Count goes to 1-2. Righty Caleb Bowman continuing to get warm in the Shucker bullpen. Munoz delivers. Rodriguez takes strike three at the knees. Munoz dotted in a fastball with a bit of two-seamer undo it. One away now for the righty Ethan Murray. First pitch of the right-handed bat. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count goes 0-1. Murray's 0-for-1 with a looking strikeout. One out, nobody on. Munoz fires. Curveball, called strike two. The righty fires. Murray lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count stays at 0-2. Munoz delivers. Murray takes up and away. Count goes to 1-2. The 1-2 pitch. Nubs it foul. Back to the screen. Count stays at 1-2. If you were with us on Tuesday, Victor Munoz today is a completely different version than what we saw on Tuesday. The 1-2 pitch. Murray chops it foul off his front foot. Count stays at 1-2. Munoz allowed 4 runs in 5 innings on Tuesday. Walked 2, allowed 6 hits. 4 of the 6 hits went for extra bases. Today, it's been a little bit different. No runs on 4 hits, hasn't allowed a walk, and struck out 5. The 1-2 delivery. Up and in, and it gets him. Right on the left bicep. Now man on first with one away. Brings up the righty Felix Valerio. It's a painful way to extend an on-base streak, but Murray extends his on-base streak to 6 in a row. And it puts him on with one away for Valerio. Shuckers trail it 8-0 in the fifth. Munoz fires. Fastball called strike 1 on the outside corner. That was the 61st pitch of the day for Munoz. Biscuits get up Emmanuel Mejia in the bullpen. The 0-1 pitch misses low and away. Driscoll blocks it up. Sports a bit up the first baseline, but Murray stays put. Count evens at 1-1. The 1-1 pitch. Valerio lifts it foul. First base side out of play. The count goes to 1-2. Five strikeouts today for Munoz. Murray's leadoff first. The 1-2 pitch. Valerio lifts it out to right center field. Peters, the center fielder, comes in. Auer, the right fielder, comes on. Simon down, and it drops between them. Murray went back towards first to throw to second's in time. It's a fielder's choice. Valerio reaches. Murray's thrown out. Nothing he could do there. The ball that dropped into the Bermuda Triangle of Simon Peters an hour. Brings up the righty Nick Gale. Valerio's at first with 2 away. 8-0 Biscuits in the bottom of the fifth inning. Munoz delivers. Gale rolls it back up the middle. A dive by Williams. Flips to second, not in time. Gale crosses first, and it goes down as a hit. Gale records his first hit of the year. Williams dove and tried to glove flip it to Simon at second. Wasn't there in time. And now runners on first and second. 2 away, brings up the top of the order. And it brings out the manager, Morgan Ensberg. Eat nothing Biscuits. Bottom of the fifth inning. Ensberg take the ball for Munoz, and Biscuits head to the bullpen. We'll take a break. Back after this with Emmanuel Mejia in the ballgame for Montgomery. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network in Valley Lodge.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Ream dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487.
AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport, visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter!
Goes out, and Lenny Emanuel Mejia in the pitch for Mark Sparks at the top of the order. First pitch, Sparks takes a curveball. Called strike one. Munoz goes 4 2/3 innings, gives up 5 hits, is responsible for Valerio at second, Kale at first, no walks and 5 strikeouts. Mejia delivers. Sparks rolls it on the ground, left side of the infield. Williams gets it at short, fires to Simon at second. Two pitches ends the bottom of the fifth inning for Emmanuel Mejia. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and 2 runners left on base. We head to the sixth. Caleb Bowman makes his second double-A appearance when we come back. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, and Bally Live.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Enjoy 35 flexible Biloxi Shuckers tickets, access to special events, discounts, and more with the Shuck Nation Half Shell Membership Plan. Receive first right to discounted Shuckers postseason tickets, a refillable Shuck Nation mug, a 10% Shuckers Shop discount, community offers around Biloxi, and so much more. Join the fun today at BiloxiShuckers.com or call 228-233-3465.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're on the air.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Bowman at the top of the order for Montgomery. Bowman's first pitch. John Light foul. Into the Biscuits dugout in the third base side. And goes still in one. Bennett's final line, an inning in a third, gives up 4 runs on 4 hits, 2 walks, no strikeouts, and throws 40 pitches. The 0-1 pitch. Called strike on the outside corner. And goes still in two. Bowman's out to make his second career appearance in Double A. Had a tough debut. The 0-2 pitch misses up and away. Count goes to 1-2. Gave up 5 runs on 4 hits and walked 2 1/3 of an inning. Made the debut on Friday. Check that Thursday. 1-2 pitch. Battles it back. Count stays at 1-2. Simon digs back into the left side. 1-2 today with a walk and an RBI single. Bowman's 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Fastball up and in. 94 on the radar gun for the second straight outing. Bowman retires the first batter on strikes. Brings up the righty, Aliko Williams. Williams is 1-for-3 today with a grand slam. One out, nobody on. 8-0 Montgomery. Bowman delivers. Williams takes a curveball for strike one. Bowman's story is incredible. Spent each of the last 2 years playing in Germany. The 0-1 delivery. Misses up and in. Count evens 1-1. And actually, before he got signed by the Brewers, he was slated to play for Germany in the 2023 WBC qualifiers that were held in Regensburg, Germany. 1-1 pitch. Chopped on the ground right to Bowman. Grabs it, underhands to first, a bit low. Clark grabs it. Williams is retired, second out. Brings up the lefty, Austin Shenton. 2 outs, nobody on. 8-0 Biscuits in the top of the sixth inning. Shenton's 0-for-3 today. 22 game on base streak on the line here on a Sunday night. Bowman delivers. Fastball called strike one. I'm at 95. Bowman's in his first year in affiliated ball. Played everywhere and then some in indie ball. 0-1 pitch. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-1. Maybe the funniest story that Bowman's talked about is that we took his throwing program during his off days in Germany just around Europe. The 1-1 pitch. Shenton takes inside. Goes to the backstop. Count goes to 2-1. In Germany, Bowman would pitch the second game of every week. They'd only play one Saturday on one on Sunday, so we'd always pitch Sunday. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball. Called strike two. So in his off time, he'd just travel around Europe Monday through Friday. He said he'd just take his glove, go wherever. He'd throw on the beach in Greece, turn a concrete wall in Prague into a plyo wall to do some arm care stuff. The 0-2 delivery. Wave and miss. He bookends a perfect inning with two strikeouts. And Caleb Bowman pitches a clean sixth. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Through 5.5, it's 8-0 Montgomery. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your Megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a Megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
Faces the righty, Jackson Churio. Bottom six, first pitch the inning. Churio hammers it to left. Infante tracks back, warning track. Wall looks up and it's gone. For the second straight at bat against Mejia, Churio blasts a homer. Shuckers get on the board. Biscuits 8, Biloxi 1 here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Churio crosses home. A solo shot, his seventh of the year, 29th run driven in. Ball off the bat at 103 miles an hour, goes 376 feet. Right-handed hitting Quirk steps in. The pitch, wave and a miss. Count goes 0-1. What happened so fast? We didn't even get to the part of the story of what Jackson Churio did last time against Mejia. He homered off him for a walk-off three-run bomb. Back on Friday, the pitch misses up and in. Count evens up 1-1. The pitch, curveball, called strike two. Burke steps out, takes the moment. Now steps back in. The pitch misses low and away. Driscoll blocks it up. Count evens 2-2. For Churio, he now has multi-hit games on back-to-back days. The 2-2 pitch, Clark. Curveball, cold, strike three on the inside corner. Clark's down looking for the first time today. One out, nobody on. Brings up the switch hitting Xavier Warren. 8-1, Biscuits over Biloxi. The pitch to Warren. Misses up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Starting to sound like Pete Taylor Park here, home of the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. 1-0 delivery. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens up 1-1. The throw in the dirt chant. You'll hear it just about every single inning in a Southern Miss baseball game. Southern Miss won the Sun Belt title today in Montgomery. The 1-1 pitch. Warren checks his swing and a curveball. The check with the third base umpire, Sean Cassidy, says he doesn't go. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Curveball, called strike two on the outside corner. Count evens, two balls and two strikes. Warren's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a fly out. Mejia, a long set, now delivers. Warren waves and misses. Filthy curveball in the inside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts after the Churio homer. Two outs brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. First pitch to the righty, Tristan Lutz from Mejia. Comes on home. Misses up high. Count goes to 1-0. Mejia's hat falls off. Takes it back up. Lutz is 0-for-2 today with a flyout and a strikeout. Mejia delivers. Lutz waves and misses at a curveball. Count evens up 1-1. Mejia delivers. Lutz fouls it back. Count goes to 1-2. 1-2 pitch from Mejia inside. Count evens up 2-2. Righty Mejia sets 2-2 pitch. Inside, it gets him. Same spot to hit Ethan Murray. The left bicep. Shepard's got a man on with two outs. Brings up the lefty, Carlos Rodriguez. The first pitch to Rodriguez, called strike one in the inside corner to the lefty. Mejia checks first, now delivers. Rodriguez backs up out of the way. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers trail at 8-1, two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Mejia delivers. Rodriguez checks his swing on a curveball. Check around. Third base umpire Sean Cassidy, who's positioned up the middle, says he goes around. Count goes to 1-2. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 today. Mejia delivers, misses away, and the count evens up 2-2. Now it's really starting to sound like a Southern Miss game. Throwing in the dirt, chance continue on. The 2-2 pitch. Rodriguez takes a curveball low, and the count goes to 3-2. It could potentially be a big moment for Southern Miss Golden Eagle baseball in about 2 hours. The NCAA regional hosts will be announced tonight at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Mejia's 3-2 pitch. Lutz is off. Rodriguez chops it on the ground to second. Simon grabs it, slings it to first, and that ends the inning. Biloxi gets on the board. One run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. A solo shot from Jackson Churio makes it 8-1. We head to the seventh inning. Kayla Bowman back to the hill on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Family Live.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Montgomery. Bowman fires. Peters takes up high. And the count goes to 1-0. Chivik Blake back with you from MGM Park. Series finale between the Shuckers and the Biscuits. Bowman fires. Misses inside. Count goes to 2-0. Bowman delivers. Curveball misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Bowman picks up the leg. Now the 3-0 pitch. Fastball blazes it in for strike one. And some heat on it. 92. A good amount of movement as well. Peters is 2-for-3 today. Two singles. The pitch misses away. Ball four. Brings up the righty Mason Auer. Man on first. Nobody out here on the top of the seventh inning. Gives us a chance to check the Ohlau Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Brewers system. Bowman delivers. Fastball up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Everything else final around the system. Two canceled games today as well. Down East in Carolina supposed to play a doubleheader. Fortunately canceled due to rain. They won't be made up. The pitch. Lifted foul. First base side out of play. Count evens 1-1. At the big league level, the Brewers won 7-5 over the San Francisco Giants. They'll be back in action on Tuesday. Start a set with the Toronto Blue Jays up in Canada. The 1-1 pitch. Curveball. Called strike two on the outside corner. In AAA, Iowa takes a wild one over Nashville. 14-9 the final. The I-Cubs score 9 runs in the final 3 innings to win it. Nashville now at 25-25 this year. Bowman's 1-2 pitch. Misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Cedar Rapids takes down the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers 9-6 in the series finale. Timber Rattlers now at 14-30 on the year. The 2-2 pitch. Misses up and in. Count goes full. Hours 0-for-3 today. Count at 3-2. Man on first, nobody out. Bowman delivers home. Wave and a miss. A 94-mile-an-hour heater. His third strikeout. Now one away for the lefty Logan Driscoll. Driscoll's 1-for-3 today with a single. Man on first, one away. This gets up 8-1 here in the seventh. Bowman delivers. Fouls it back. Count goes to 0-1. Driscoll steps in. The 0-1 delivery. Fastball, called strike two. Driscoll wears a big, thick yellow. It almost looks like a towel around his neck whenever he catches. You ask around. He wears it to protect his neck and his head from concussions behind the plate. Pitch home, misses inside with a slider. Gets him on the thigh. Now runners on first and second with one away for the righty Heriberto Hernandez. Runners on first and second, one away. This gets up 8-1 on Biloxi. Gives us a chance to take 10 seconds for station identification on Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin'. WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport. The flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers baseball.
Pitch from Bowman. Slider called strike one. One out, runners in first and second. David Blake back with you from MGM Park in Biloxi. 8-1. Biscuits lead the Shuckers. Bowman delivers to Hernandez. Wave and a miss at a fastball. Count goes to 0-2. Fastball plays real well from Bowman. He's added about 5 miles an hour to it in the past 3 years. The 0-2 pitch. Lifted in the air out to right center field. Sparks goes back towards the warning track, looks up, and it's over the wall. A three-run homer from Hernandez, and it's 11-1 Montgomery. .108 off the bat, 373 feet. And it's Hernandez's third home run of the series. Seventh of the year, up to 19 RBIs. Walks back to the dugout with the Biscuits up 11-1. Brings up the righty, Diego Infante. Bowman delivers. Curveball. Lifts it out to center. Valerio, the second baseman behind second under it, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards. Brings up the lefty, Evan Edwards.
Come on, Caleb.
Two outs, nobody on. Bowman fires. Curveball, called strike one. Bowman's 0-1 delivery. Curveball misses up and away. Count evens, 1-1. Edwards is 0-2 today with a walk. Bowman delivers. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called strike on the outside corner. Count goes to 1-2.
Come on, Caleb. One more. Get
him. Edwards calls time. Readjusts the batting gloves. Takes a breath and steps back in. Very back of the left-handed box. Bowman comes set. Now the 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Top of the zone at 93 with a heater. His fourth strikeout in two innings of work. Sends us the seventh inning stretch. In the inning, three runs off one hit, no errors, and nobody left on base. It's 11-1 Montgomery. Time to stretch at MGM Park on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Line.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new without replacing the entire window. Bring back the view of any window with Glass Doctor. Visit glassdoctor.com to request a free estimate on repairing your foggy or cracked windows. Let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Watch the Shuckers take on the Trash Pandas in style on Saturday, July 15th at 6:05 with a Shuckers bucket hat giveaway for the first 1,000 fans presented by Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Biloxi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
Manuel Mejia delivers the first pitch here in the bottom of the seventh. Ethan Murray lifts it out to short right field. Ronnie Simon, the second baseman, gets it back on the infield under it and makes the catch. First out of the inning. It's 11-1 Montgomery. Series finale between Biloxi and Montgomery. Valerio steps in from the right side. 1-2 today with a single. James Meeker is getting warm in the Biloxi pen. Mejia delivers. Called strike on the inside corner. Count goes 0-1. Shuckers back in action on Tuesday. They'll start up a six-game series with the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Now he is 0-1 delivery. Misses up and in. Count evens, one ball, one strike. The righty Mejia sets and delivers. Checks his swing, tips it foul. Count goes to 1-2. Been all Montgomery today on the offensive side of things. Pitching staff's done a good job as well. Shuckers have strained at 5. The pitch. Curveball misses up high. Count evens 2-2. Mejia's 2-2 pitch. Valerio lifts it down the left field line. Infante's over, and it drops in front of him for a base hit. It's a multi-hit day from Felix Valerio. And brings up the righty Nick Cale. Steps in from the right side. Valerio's at first. One away. Bottom seven. Manager Morgan Ensberg calls time. Trots out to the mound. Biscuit's about to go to the bullpen again. Ensberg claps his hands once. Takes the baseball from Mejia. And that ends the outing. Man on first, one away, 11-1 Biscuits. Back after this, the new pitcher in the ballgame. After this, Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are going to happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seals Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone and all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter. I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's, either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
Welcome back to Biloxi. Bottom of the seventh inning. Right-hander Michael Mercado in for the righty Emmanuel Mejia. Shuckers trail it 11-1. Felix Valerio's at first, and the righty Nick Cale's at the plate. Mercado delivers. Cale takes up and away. Count goes to 1-0. Mejia done after an inning and two-thirds. Gives up two hits. He's responsible for Valerio first. No walks, two strikeouts. Throws 30 pitches. Pitch to Cale, misses away. And the count goes to 2-0. Mercado makes his 20th appearance on the year. The pitch. Cale lifts it foul. First base side out of play. Count goes to 2-1. 17 innings, 11 walks, 30 strikeouts for Mercado. Opponents hitting 167 against him. The 2-1 pitch. Cale whips this in the air to right. Auer goes back towards the warning track. It stays in the yard with the wind blowing in. And he makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Looked like for a moment that Cale might have had his first homer of the year. One at bat after he had his first hit of the game. First hit of the year as well. Back to the top of the order. Lamar Sparks comes up from the right side. 1-for-3 today with a double. Mercado delivers. Curveball misses inside. Count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Sparks fouls it back off Driscoll's mask. Count evens 1-1. The pitch, wave and a miss from Sparks. Top of the zone with a fastball. Count goes to 1-2. Mercado brings it in a big way. He's gotten up to 97 on the radar gun. The righty delivers. Curveball called strike 3. Paired it beautifully with a fastball. Looking, strikeout gets Sparks and ends the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Chuckers trail it 11-1. James Meeker into the game when we return for the eighth on the Biloxi Chuckers Radio Network in Valley Live.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
Ronnie Simon from the left side steps on the ground. One up to Valerio at second. Fires to Clark. One up, one down here in the eighth inning. One defensive change for Biloxi. Jackson Churio's out of the game. Isaac Collins is in the game in center field. Brings up the righty, Alika Williams. Now, for Brewers fans who just had a mini heart attack when I said that, it's likely that they just want Collins to get an AB. First pitch called strike 1. Churio is due to lead off the inning. He's played in every game this week. Give Collins an opportunity to get an AB for the second straight day after he had a day yesterday. The 0-1 pitch is lifted in the air out to right. Sparks, the right fielder, charges in, gets under it, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. Final line for Caleb Bowman today. Goes two innings, gives up one hit, three runs. That one hit was a homer. One walk, four strikeouts, and throws 35 pitches. The pitch to Shenton. Wave and a miss. Count goes down 1-1. Meager this year, a 2.05 ERA in 10 appearances in 21 2/3 innings, 3 walks, 25 strikeouts. The 0-1 pitch to Shenton. Fouls it back. Count goes to 0-2. This is a big at-bat right here for Shenton. 0-4 today with a strikeout. This is likely his final at-bat of the day and his final chance to extend a 22-game on-base streak. The 0-2 pitch misses away, and the count goes to 1-2. Meeker's 1-2 delivery misses inside, bounces in the dirt. Count evens, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Shenton stands back in from the left side, now calls time. Shenton's been a force this series for Montgomery. 10 for 17 coming into today. He's now 10 for 21. 2 doubles and 2 homers. The 2-2 pitch misses high and the count goes full. Nobody on with 2 away. Top of the 8th inning, 11-1 Montgomery. Meeker delivers, lifts it out to center. Collins tracks back towards left center. Rodriguez, the left fielder, is over towards the warning track. He reaches up and makes the catch to finish off a 1-2-3 inning from Meeker. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Here to the bottom half of the 8th inning, 11-1 Montgomery. This is Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Want to roll out the barrel and grab a beer? Come out to MGM Park for Brew Crew Tuesday, presented by FEB Distributing during every Shuckers Tuesday home game. Enjoy the game in style with a souvenir tumbler at the first and third base beer gardens for $12 and $6 refills. Our beer gardens feature premium craft beers from the coast and beyond. The only way to be a part of the fun is to get to the ballpark. Reserve your seat today at MGM Park, box office, or online at BiloxiShuckers.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Favorite jeans, favorite shirt. Got to make a sausage and I'm firing it up. Yeah, everybody knows it's how I get my grill on.
Konecka Sausage is the exclusive sausage sponsor and hot dog provider of MGM Park. Find them at your next trip to MGM Park at the first and third base concession stands.
As I get my grill on.
Quick hitting Isaac Collins steps in from the left side. Michael Mercado delivers home. Takes a strike on the outside corner. That goes to 0-1. Collins made his first appearance since early May yesterday. He was placed in the IL in AAA back about 2.5 weeks ago. The 0-1 pitch. Wave and a miss. Count goes to 0-2. Collins this year hitting 237, but a 431 OBP is the big thing for him. Made 3 appearances after getting promoted to AAA Nashville, placed on the IL, and then transferred back to Biloxi just a few days ago. The 0-2 pitch to Collins. Takes up and in. Count goes to 1-2. It's 11-1 Montgomery here in the series finale. If all holds, Biscuits and Shuckers will split under their 6-game set. Pitch home. Collins takes a curveball low. Count evens 2-2. The two teams split a 3-game set up in Montgomery back earlier this month. The 2-2 delivery. Collins lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays at 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Collins takes up and away. Count goes full, 3-2. Checkers have Zach Vinaro up in the bullpen. 3-2 pitch. Collins takes up and away, ball four. Works a walk. Brings up the righty, West Clark. Next, since Collins is on base, streak to 3 in a row. The third walk he's drawn in the last 2 days. Brings up the righty, West Clark. Man on first, nobody out. 11-1 Biscuits, bottom of the eighth inning. Clark's 0 for 3 today. The pitch. Called strike one on the inside corner. Mercado delivers. Clark takes a strike at the top of the zone. Count goes 0-2. The 0-2 delivery. Clark hammers it down the left field line. Foul. Tails out of play and out of the ballpark. Count stays at 0-2. Mercado sets. Now delivers. Clark takes low. Driscoll blocks it up. Goes to 1-2. Clark's had a great year against Montgomery. Came in today hitting .429 with 6 doubles and 2 homers. One of those 2 homers came last night in a pinch hit appearance. Launch one over the Renova roofing billboard and left. 1-2 pitch. Wave and a miss and a curveball. First out of the inning, brings up the switch inning, Xavier Warren. Man on first with one away. Biloxi trails 11-1 in the series finale. Warren's 0 for 3 today with the strikeout. Stands in, very back of the left-handed box. Mercado delivers, misses away, count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Warren lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count evens up 1-1. That foul ball is brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 1-1 the count to the switch hitting Warren. He stands back in from the left side. Struck out in a curveball last time up. The 1-1 pitch. Warren lifts it out to center. Williams trots out from short. Infante, the left fielder, in the left center, makes the catch. Second out of the inning. And it brings up the righty, Tristan Lutz. Lutz comes up from the right side. Man on first with two away. Biscuits up 11-1 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mercado delivers. Lutz waves and misses at a fastball. Count goes 0-1. The pitch to Lutz. Wave and a miss at a curveball. Count goes 0-2. Hit by a pitch last time up. Collins off first. The 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. Top of the zone. And after the leadoff walk, Mercado retires the side in order. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one runner left on base. We head to the ninth. Shuckers trail it 11-1. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Anthony Bear Seal and the team at Seal's Tire and Auto Repair are a problem for car problems. They know oil changes, tire and brake issues, wheel alignments, and AC problems are gonna happen. So before car problems result in repairs, go see Bear. With honesty and integrity, they specialize in preventative maintenance so you can avoid screaming brakes, blown tires, and other high-dollar repairs. Seal's has over 20 years of experience, meaning the next time your car freaks out, you don't have to. Seal's Tire and Auto Repair, located on 25th Avenue in Gulfport. Visit sealstires.com.
Biloxi, Tristan Peters, he leads it off. First pitch. This is low and inside. Count goes 0-1. Peters is 2-for-3 today. Two singles and a walk. Venaro delivers. Misses up and away. Count goes to 2-0. Venaro fires, misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. Venaro comes in to relieve James Meeker, who threw a scoreless eighth inning. No runs, no hits, no walks, no strikeouts. The 3-0 pitch. Called strike one in the outside corner. Meeker threw the whole inning in just 9 pitches. The 3-1 pitch misses away, ball 4. Peters walks the second time today. Brings up the righty Mason Auer, 0-for-4 today with 2 strikeouts. Man on first, nobody out, 11-1 biscuits in the top of the 9th inning. Venaro fires. Ground ball back up the middle, hits off the mound, and shoots in his center field for a base hit. Now we're notched his first hit of the day. Peters goes to second. Runners on first and second. Nobody out. Brings up the lefty Logan Driscoll. Venaro this year, 10 appearances, a 3.38 ERA in 10 2/3 innings. Comes home to the lefty, Logan Driscoll. Misses away. Count goes to 1-0. Driscoll's 1-for-3 today. Singled, and he's been hit by a pitch. Cale quickly runs out. Talks to Venaro. Heads back to home plate. The 1-0 delivery. Checks his swing. Doesn't matter. Called a strike on the inside corner. Count evens at 1-1. It's a 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Venaro. The 1-1 pitch. misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. Between Bowman and Beaker, there was really only one bad pitch between the two that spelled three runs. Bowman left one a bit up to Roberto Hernandez, who smashed a three-run homer. And that's been it between the two. The pitch home. Called strike on the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out. Biscuits 11, Shuckers 1. Two on, top of the ninth inning. The pitch, wave and a miss. Beautiful slider off the inside corner. Driscoll strikes out. One away. Brings up the righty, Roberto Hernandez. Hernandez has had himself a week. The pitch to him. Called strike one on the outside corner. He's 2-for-4 today, 9-for-20 in the series with three homers. Bonaro's 0-1 delivery. Misses inside. Count evens, one ball, one strike. The pitch misses away. Count goes to 2-1. Peters at second, Auer at first. Bonaro delivers. Fastball called strike inside corner. Count evens up 2-2. The 2-2 pitch. Rolled on the ground to third. Warren, the third baseman, goes to second for one. The relay to first. In time, a double play ends the inning. Shuckers go around the horn, 5-4-3, and it sends us to the bottom of the ninth inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. 11-1 Montgomery, back for the final half inning of the weekend after this in the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Join the Shuckers every Friday home game for the best fireworks show on the coast. Start your weekend off right with the Boys of Summer, baseball, and fireworks. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com. Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans in the ballpark on Saturday, July 1st at 6:05 and receive a Shuckers Hawaiian shirt presented by Kaneka Sausage. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun. Join the Shuckers at MGM Park on Saturday, August 12th at 6:05 as they take on the Tennessee Smokies and celebrate Olympic royalty for Women in Sports Night. The Shuckers are set to honor Gulfport's own Brittany Reese, a three-time Olympic medalist and seven-time world champion, with a bobblehead in her likeness for the first 1,000 fans. Visit the MGM Park box office or visit BiloxiShuckers.com to get your tickets for the celebration.
One, two, three, go. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really want a place there to see me walk out the door?
Marcus Rodriguez leads it up for Biloxi. The new one, Nelson Alvarez, the bottom of the ninth inning. Alvarez relieves Michael Mercado. First pitch, misses up and away, gets to the backstop. Count goes to 1-0. Rodriguez is 1-for-3 today. The righty Alvarez delivers. Wave and a miss and a curveball. Count evens up 1-1. Alvarez this year makes his fourth appearance. He's gone 3 1/3 scoreless so far. One walk, seven strikeouts. Alvarez's 1-1 pitch misses up and away and sails it to the backstop at 88. Count goes to 2-1. The 2-1 delivery. Rodriguez takes up and in. Alvarez is all over the place. Count goes to 3-1. The pitch home. Rodriguez checks his swing. Goes around. Count goes to 3-2. The 3-2 pitch. Rodriguez lifts it foul. Third base side out of play. Count stays full. Two pitch, misses low and in, ball four. Puts the leadoff man on, brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Shuckers have now had at least one player reach in every single inning today. Brings up the righty Ethan Murray. Shuckers down 11-1. The pitch, misses up and away, count goes to 1-0. The 1-0 delivery. Up and in. Count goes to 2-0. Brings out pitching coach Steve Merriman in the mound. Alvarez has thrown 9 pitches. Just 3 of them have been in the zone. Count at 2 balls and no strikes to Murray. Rodriguez is at first. It's 11-1 Biscuits here in the ninth inning. Two teams finishing out a 6-game set. Home plate umpire Chandler Durham breaks up the mound meeting. Everybody gets back in the box and back on the mound. 2 balls and no strikes the count. Alvarez delivers. Murray takes up and in, and the count goes to 3-0. Felix Valerio stands on deck. He's had himself a good day, 2-for-3. Now Alvarez delivers. Fastball called strike one. 11 runs on 9 hits and no errors for Montgomery. 1 run on 7 hits and 4 errors for Biloxi. The pitch home. Murray rolls it back up the middle. Simon, the second baseman, backhands it. Goes behind the back to Williams. But the problem is Williams was about 3 feet over towards second. Goes by him. Alvarez, the pitcher, picks it up. It's a single for Murray. Extends the hit streak to 4 in a row. Now 2 on, nobody out. Felix Valerio comes up to the plate. Checkers trail at 11-1 in the ninth inning. Pitch to Valerio. Misses up high and inside. Count goes to 1-0. Make sure to stick around postgame for the Biloxi Checkers postgame show on the Biloxi Checkers Radio Network. Break down everything from the week and look ahead to the week upcoming. Shuckers, first pitch, misses low. Count goes to 2-0. Shuckers will take on the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for 6. First game is Tuesday at 6:35. On a T-shirt Tuesday. The 2-0 delivery. Valerio tips it foul. Count goes to 2-1. Foul balls are brought to you by Glass Doctor. Whether it's your windshield or any other type of damage, call Glass Doctor at 228-641-9167 or visit gulfcoast.glassdoctor.com. 2-1, nobody out. Bottom of the ninth inning. Alvarez delivers to Valeria. Lines it in the left center field. It's down for a base hit. Rodriguez gets the wave around third. He comes home. Infante fires it to third. Rodriguez got about halfway home and turned back. Shenton applies the tag and he's out. First down of the inning. And brings up Nick Cale. The single for Valerio, his third hit of the day. Rodriguez is thrown out at third, 7-5. Cale up from the right side, one away. The pitch. He whips it out to left, but foul. Count goes to 0-1. Murray at second, Valerio at first. Cale's 1-for-3 today with a single. Alvarez sets. Now delivers. Cale takes away. Count evens up 1-1. Checkers trail 11-1. Alvarez delivers. Cale takes low and away. And the count goes to 2-1. 19 pitches from Alvarez. Just 8 strikes. The pitch home. Misses up and in. Count goes to 3-1. Three balls and one strike to the righty Cale. Top of the order stands on deck, and Lamar Sparks. The 3-1 pitch. Cale lifts it into left center field. It tails back towards center and drops down for a base hit. Murray rounds third and comes home. Valerio to third. The throw is not in time. It's an RBI single from Nick Cale, and it's a multi-hit night. Tuckers now trail 11-2, and it brings up Lamar Sparks. Cale walked into today hitless. Now has a multi-hit game. Runners on first and third. One out. Lamar Sparks up from the right side. It's 11-2 Montgomery. The pitch. Fastball called strike one on the outside corner. The pitch. Sparks takes a slider away. Count evens at 1-1. Alvarez delivers. Sparks takes up high. Now goes to 2-1. There's nobody up in the bullpen right now for Montgomery. It's Alvarez's inning to finish. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. The 3-1 pitch, wave and a miss and a slider. Count goes to 3-2. Sparks is 1-for-4 today with a double and a strikeout. The pitch. Wave and a miss and a slider. Second out of the inning. And it brings up the switch hitting Isaac Collins. Checkers down to their final out. Collins came in as a pinch hitter and a defensive replacement in the eighth inning for Churio. The pitch home. This is up and away. Count goes to 1-0. The pitch. Collins ropes it foul. First base side. Count evens up 1-1. Shuckers trail with 11-2. They've tallied three hits here in the bottom of the ninth inning against the righty Nelson Alvarez. The 1-1 pitch. Collins takes up high. Count goes to 2-1. The pitch misses away, and the count goes to 3-1. Alvarez delivers. Collins chops it foul into the Shuckers' dugout. Count goes to 3-2 with 2 outs. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Kale's at first. He'll be off with the pitch. The pitch home. Kale goes. Collins waves and misses. Fouls it off. Just got enough of it. Barely nicked it back to the screen. Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 away. Bottom of the ninth inning from Biloxi. Shuckers down 11-2. The pitch, Kale's off. Collins takes inside ball 4, and they're loaded up for West Clark. Shuckers might not win it today, but they certainly are making things tough here in the ninth inning for Montgomery. West Clark digs in. Shuckers trail it by 9. If they wanted to tie things up, they'd need a 10-run ninth inning, which is one of the wildest comebacks in Southern League history. Bases are loaded with 2 away for the righty West Clark. The pitch. Clark takes up and in. Count goes to 1-0. Alvarez has just been all over the place. 35 pitches, just 15 strikes. Montgomery's just trying to finish this thing off, get on the bus, and go home. Shuckers are drawing it out. 1-0 delivery. Misses away, and the count goes to 2-0. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball misses away, and the count goes to 3-0. The righty Patrick Wicklander's up in the bullpen for Montgomery. Bases loaded. 3-0 the count to the righty West Clark, who's 0-for-4 today with 2 strikeouts. Alvarez delivers. Misses away. Ball 4. It walks in a run. The Shuckers now trail 11-3. Kale goes to third, Collins to second, Clark to first, and it brings out the catcher, Logan Driscoll. And it also brings out the manager, Morgan Ensberg. Wicklander sent to come on for Montgomery, bottom 9. Biscuits 11, Shuckers 3. Xavier Warren up when we return. Wicklander into the ballgame on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Oh no, there's water everywhere.
Dad, a pipe broke.
My poor carpet.
We need a plumber.
And fast.
Roto-Rooter does plumbing.
We need somebody to clean up this water.
And Roto-Rooter does water cleanup.
As soon as I can find the phone in all this water, I'm calling a bunch of people.
I told you, Roto-Rooter does both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Wait, Roto-Rooter does plumbing?
And water cleanup?
Yeah, they do both. 1-800-GET-ROTO.
What's their number?
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter! I need these prescriptions filled, please.
What's your megastore number, please?
What is that? I don't have one of those.
You will need to go back to the back of that other line and then come back to this line when you get it. And there's no hurry. It's going to be 3 hours minimum on getting these filled anyway.
Are you tired of being a megastore number? At Polk's Drugs on Pops Ferry in Biloxi or on Washington Avenue in Ocean Springs, they know you by name. And you're always in and out in a matter of minutes. And you know, best of all, you don't even have to get out of the car if you don't feel like it. Use their convenient drive-up window at Polk's. Either location in Biloxi or Ocean Springs.
What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply. For plumbing fixtures you can rely on. Mississippi Coast Supply. Get selection and service too. Our price is low, our quality's high. What you can't get anywhere else. Mississippi Coast Supply.
It is the emergency backup catcher, Eric Oscar, comes on the mound. First pitch from Danger Ward, misses inside. He goes to one. 80 miles an hour. Alvarez is done after two-thirds of an inning. Bases are loaded. Shuckers trail at 11-3. Bottom nine with two outs. Pitch to Warren. Fastball. Called strike one. Osberg this year makes his fourth appearance. He's led one run in 2 1/3 innings, two walks and four strikeouts. He comes set, first base side of the rubber. Delivers to Warren. Takes low, count goes to 2-1. This game's gotten real weird here in the ninth inning. The Shuckers have scored two off three hits and three walks. Bases are loaded with two away. The pitch to Warren. Chops it foul into the Shuckers dugout. Everybody scatters, and the count goes to 2-2. Osberg does have a save. It's not a save situation, but he got one against the M Braves and struck out Drew Lugbauer. The 2-2 pitch to Warren. Takes away, and the count goes full. There's nowhere to put him. Everybody will be off with the pitch. Osberg delivers, runners go. Warren rolls it on the ground to second. Simon grabs it, underhands the first, and that ends it. Warren's retired, and Eric Osberg finishes his second game of the year. Biscuits win the finale 11-3 over Biloxi. In the ninth inning, the Shuckers score two runs on three hits, no errors, and leave them loaded. Final line for Montgomery, 11 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for the Shuckers. 3 runs on 10 hits and 4 errors. Shuckers and Biscuits split their 6-game set. Biscuits improved to 23-22. The Shuckers fall to 23-22. The two teams enter the week tied for second in the South Division. They end the week tied for second in the South Division. We'll take a break. When we come back, it's time to wrap everything up for the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. We'll recap the week and look ahead to the Shuckers and the Blue Wahoos that get started on Tuesday night. Back after this, the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Valley Live.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Get out to MGM Park on Saturday, June 3rd at 6:05 against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. The first 1,000 fans will receive a military jersey-themed lunchbox presented by ASAP. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
At Glass Doctor, our trained specialists are experts at fixing foggy and cracked glass, leaving any residential window looking like new. Visit GlassDoctor.com to request a free estimate and let Glass Doctor bring back your view.
Watch over 7,000 minor league games during the season with MILB.TV on the MILB First Pitch app and MILB.com. Sign up today at MILB.TV.
Featuring amazing views of MGM Park, downtown Biloxi, and the Mississippi Sound, the Renova Roofing Party Deck is the place to be this summer. The deck includes all-you-can-eat food and beverage service for 2 hours, as well as group recognition on the MGM Park video board during the game. Enjoy the scenic views of the game from the suite level. Get in the action and call 228-233-3465 today.
Want a fun, family affordable Saturday night? Join the Shuckers at MGM Park every Saturday home game for Shuck Yeah Saturday. Be one of the first 1,000 fans at MGM Park on Saturday, July 29th at 6:05 for a clear backpack giveaway presented by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Mississippi. Reserve your tickets today at the MGM Park box office or online at BiloxiShuckers.com and get in on the fun.
It's time to wrap up today's action. Welcome inside the Shuckers post-game show. Let's send it back to the booth on the Biloxi Shuckers radio network.
Welcome back to Biloxi, and welcome inside the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show. It's Blake with you. Final score on a Sunday evening. Montgomery 11, Biloxi 3. This gets 11 runs on 9 hits without an error. Biloxi, 3 runs on 10 hits with 4 errors. Shuckers fall in the series finale. The two teams split the series, and the two teams have now split each of the 12 games the two teams have played in 2023. Javon Blake back with you. Thanks so much for joining us throughout the afternoon and the evening. It was a wild one late between these two teams. Montgomery, for the third straight game, got the scoring started early, as we'll take a look at the scoring summary tonight. In the first inning, two errors by the Shuckers allowed a runner to come home. Ronnie Simon led off the game and reached with an error. A couple batters later, Tristan Peters brought him home on an RBI single, and then an E8 pushed him to second. In the third inning, it was two more errors that played it. Another run for Montgomery. It was a walk from Ronnie Simon. He stole second, then reached third on a throwing error when he was trying to steal the base, and Alika Williams then brought him in on an E6, the Shuckers' fourth error of the day. Two innings in, did not help T.J. Shook's line. Ends up going 3 2/3 innings, gives up 4 hits, 2 unearned runs. In fourth inning, with the score already at 2-0, another run came home on an RBI single from Ronnie Simon, and then Alika Williams, a grand slam that just snuck out over the left field wall, made it 7-0 Montgomery. A run would come home in the eighth inning, or in the fifth inning, to make it 8-0 on an Roberto Hernandez fielder's choice that scored Tristan Peters. In the sixth inning, the Shuckers got on the board for the second straight game, or for the second straight appearance. Emmanuel Mejia gives up a home run to Jackson Churio. Churio ends the week by getting 6 hits in his final 8 at-bats, including a double and 2 home runs. In the seventh inning, Montgomery got 3 more on 1 swing of the bat from Roberto Hernandez, who ends the day with a 2-for-5 night, two hits, a single and a homer, and drives in 4. Shuckers got 2 home in the bottom of the ninth inning. RBI walk from Wes Clark and an RBI single from Nick Cale, who tallies his first multi-hit game of the season. Final score, Montgomery 11, Biloxi 3. Emmanuel Mejia gets the win, improves to 1-2. TJ Shook the loss, falls to 1-1. We'll take a break when we come back. It's time to wrap everything up on the Owa Parks and Resort scoreboard update. We'll take a look around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. It comes your way next, the Biloxi Shuckers post-game show on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Hey, Sean Cross here for Headliners Plus in Gulfport. When you leave Headliners Plus, in addition to leaving as a satisfied customer, you'll leave as a friend. Brian Hagwood and his crew have been helping friends, customers, and cruisers with their auto, marine, and aviation upholstery needs for over 25 years, one stitch at a time. If your upholstery is frail, freshen it up. Stop by for a free estimate on 34th Street in Gulfport. Headliners Plus, a proud supporter of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
If you're ready to knock it out of the park this season with your heating and cooling needs, call Keats. When your AC isn't the coldest, call Keats Heating and Air. Our goal is to get you comfortable same day with affordable pricing and a team you can trust. Whether you're searching for maintenance, service, or replacement, we've got you covered. Remember, don't sweat the heat. Call Keats Heating and Air Conditioning at 228-265-8609.
For auto parts, there's no need to run all over town. Stop into VJ's Auto Parts in D'Iberville and Biloxi. VJ's has your best selection of auto parts, truck accessories, and custom parts. And yes, even those hard-to-find rare parts you probably won't find anywhere else. Did I mention boat trailer parts? VJ's has them too. They also offer convenient computer diagnostics to find any automotive problem you may be having. Visit VJ'sAutoParts.com. VJ's Auto Parts, D'Iberville and Biloxi, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
When it comes to top-notch AC installation and repair, AC Man in Ocean Springs knocks it out of the park. AC Man is your local Rheem dealer with affordable prices and convenient financing available. Of course, if you need maintenance and repair to your current unit, AC Man will be there in a jiffy to get you all cool and comfortable. Call AC Man in Ocean Springs at 228-875-4487. AC Man, proud sponsor of Shuckers Baseball.
Biloxi. Shuckers fall to the Biscuits 11-3 in the series finale. The two teams split the six-game set. Both teams end the week with 23-22 records. Both teams tied for second place in the South Division. We have a moment. Let's take 10 seconds for station ID. Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network.
Cruisin', WGCM Gulfport and W265DH Gulfport, the flagship stations for Biloxi Shuckers Baseball.
We roll on here on the Biloxi Shuckers postgame show. Jamie Blake with you from MGM Park, Montgomery. 11 runs on 9 hits without an error. The Shuckers, 3 runs on 10 hits with 4 errors. Both teams end the week at 23-22, tied for second place in the Southern League South Division. Time for a check of the Ohio Parks and Resorts scoreboard update around the Southern League and around the Brewers organization. You can always plan your visit at visitowa.com. In the Southern League, two games still going on. Bottom of the seventh inning, M Braves lead Pensacola 6-3 at Trustmark Park, just outside of Jackson, Mississippi. If Pensacola loses, the Shuckers will be 5 games back of the Blue Wahoos for the South Division lead as we head into a big 6-game set between the Blue Wahoos and the Shuckers starting on Tuesday at MGM Park. Bottom of the sixth inning, Chattanooga leads Rocket City 3-1. Final, the one other final in the league, Birmingham 9, Smokies 5 in the series finale from Smoky Stadium in Kodak, Tennessee. Time to take a look at the affiliate scoreboard at the big league level. 7-5 Brewers over the Giants today. They salvage a win in the series finale against San Francisco. In single A, a doubleheader canceled between the Downey Wood Ducks and the Carolina Mudcats. The Mudcats at 24-18 will play 2 less games than the allotted 132 in the 2023 season. Everywhere else has gone final. Iowa 14, Nashville 9. The Sounds at 25-25 on the year. Cedar Rapids takes down the Timber Rattlers by a 9-6 final. Shuckers have a day off tomorrow. They'll be back in action on Tuesday against the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, a 6:35 p.m. first start. No rotation for the Shuckers just yet. Make sure to stay tuned to Shuckers social media to see the starters for the week. But it's a big 6-game set. Shuckers come in at 23-22, 24 games to go here in the first half of the year. Shuckers looking to make a comeback and reach the playoffs for the first time since 2019. 6:35 first pitch on Tuesday. We'll have you with pregame at 6:20 here on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network. Make sure to get your tickets, MGM Park box office or BiloxiShuckers.com. That'll do it for us tonight. The Biloxi Shuckers fall 11-3. The Montgomery Biscuits, final time of the game, 2 hours and 46 minutes. in front of 2,415 here at MGM Park. From all of us here at the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network, thanks so much for tuning in. We'll talk to you on Tuesday for the first of six between the Shuckers and the Blue Waters. Have a great night.
This has been a presentation of Biloxi Shuckers Baseball on the Biloxi Shuckers Radio Network and Cruisin' WGCM.